Pettis County firefighters responded to a commercial structure fire early today, but because of quick action by a plant's employees, the fire turned out to be minor in nature. According to a news release from Pettis County Fire Protection District Chief Mike Harding, a call came in at 12:02 a.m. from Tyson Foods at 19571 Whitfield Road near Dresden. The fire was located in the boiler room, which had all fire units on heightened alert with the hazards that go along with the refrigeration of the plant. Pettis County units were on the scene at 12:07, but with Tyson Foods employees' fast action of shutting down the boiler system, the fire was almost out when they arrived. 20 Pettis County firefighters were on the scene for about 50 minutes. No injuries were reported, and there also was no damage to the building. Marshall Police arrested a local resident for an alleged felony that occurred at Marshall High School last month. According to Marshall Police, at 7:22 p.m. on Friday, December 23rd, officers responded to a call where an individual had subjects she wished to have removed from her residence. Once an officer arrived, they arrested 17-year-old Noah Kelliker for his alleged involvement in the alleged assault that occurred last month. According to a probable cause statement submitted to the prosecuting attorney's office, Kelliker reportedly assaulted a juvenile male. Kelliker reportedly hit him in the face multiple times and stomped him in the face twice. The victim was treated for his injuries at a local hospital. According to online court documents, Kelliker has been charged with a Class D felony for assault while on school property. Bond was set at $5,000 cash or surety with the stipulation that he have no contact with the victim. A counsel status hearing for Kelliker is set for 9 a.m. on Wednesday, January 4, 2017 in Saline County Circuit Court in Marshall. The Marshall Municipal Utilities Board of Public Works is scheduled to meet in regular session today. According to the agenda, the board will discuss water rates, a sewer main rehab project, Miami No. 1 medium voltage breaker, and routine reports from various departments. The meeting is scheduled to begin at 8:30 a.m. in the MMU office building at 75 East Morgan Street. Some work in a portion of an area city will cause roadway lane closures and traffic slowdowns that started today. According to the City of Sedalia, the city's contractor began work at 7 o'clock this morning on stormwater collection system improvements along Southwest Boulevard between Highland Avenue and Wing Avenue. These improvements reportedly will result in periodic street closures and lane restrictions on Southwest Boulevard. The work is weather dependent, and inclement weather may result in a delayed start for the project. Motorists traveling through this area may want to allow extra time to reach their destinations and be aware of the need to use alternate routes during construction. A possible end date for the project is not available. For more information, you can contact Sedalia Public Works Department at 827-3000. KMMO News Time is 735.